Part 1. Reunion. Chapter 1. She flung the door open to clamorous non-reaction, silhouetted down to a bulky jacket and a baseball cap, the blue wind blowing away the title card. Dramatically opening doors was one of Andy's few natural talents, one she had perfected in the last 13 years while roaming over the country. She could push or pull or even slide a door open and either go entirely unnoticed or make all heads turn and music stop at her will. She even succeeded in causing the latter effect in a concert hall during a Van Halen gig. It's all in the wrist, really. This time she'd gone for incognito. The country singer continued to wail in the jukebox. The beer drinkers didn't sense her. A couple of pool players hardly glanced in the direction of the exit sign in the second it took her to canvass the place. She had to step forward, insert close-up shot of military surplus boots abusing the floorboards, to locate the person she'd come to fetch behind the counter, blocked by a group of coffer-chuckling workmen. In profile, Kerry Hollis, 25, bends over to retrieve 2 beers from the icebox while mindfully ignoring the appreciative growl the workmen address at her posterior, where the orange lava fall of her hair ends. And here the country music faded out a little, at least in Andy's ears, triggered only by this. Kerry turning to serve the beers, her curls swinging around and cheering gleefully like kids on a carousel. It was a minor entry in the list of Kerry's innumerable talents. Her hair had this joyful quality about it, the way it trailed after her as she rode her bike downhill or dove off a rope swing. Andy used to admire it even when they were kids. It had already reached the border between her back and the end of her back then, though it needn't be too long for that, and it breathed and moved like it had a life of its own, or many. Andy used to imagine each individual strand with tiny cartoon eyes and a perennial kawaii smile, happy to participate in Kerry's adventures, to witness every moment in the life of that promising child. When she stood in the rain, her hair welcomed the water. When it was sunny outside, it kited behind her as she ran, sparkling, greedily storing up solar energy like it planned to run a plane factory. When she sat down and read a book, which she did more often than any child and most grown-ups Andy had met, you could see her hair glowing with stored sunlight, humming quietly, shushing strangers. When they last saw each other 5 years ago at Kerry's University, she had bound her hair in a ponytail while they toured the campus. She released it only briefly in the cafeteria, and Andy could have sworn she heard a collective gasp as she shook it loose. Those must have been 4 tough years for her hair. Now it was free at last, and Andy heard its happy song, even through the depressing country music and the orcish grunts of the ape-men surrounding her. It took another minute for Andy to notice a second novelty. Kerry wasn't wearing her glasses. That was strange. Merriment and catastrophe ensued whenever Kerry lost her glasses during an adventure. She used to be defenceless without them. Now, however, she looked ready to battle. She looked like she was halfway through the battle, actually, and losing. Andy watched her in the mirror behind the bar, talking to the last man in the pack. And for you?
I'll have a beer too.
A silence like a tropical cyclone formed above them, Kerry glaring at the guy with glassless, hateful eyes. She turned and bent back down to the icebox, and the ogling and sneering through munched cigars resumed.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Andy claimed the stool at the other end of the bar, head low, left hand toying with the charm she carried in her pocket. Discreet as her entrances could be, she often had trouble keeping a low profile for too long, especially in crowded places. To counter this, she used this security blanket of sorts. A second, completely unnoticed bartender materialized from the shadows, slapping Andy's claimed acre of counter with a cloth.
Name your poison.
Coke.
Coke? Make it diet.
The bartender left, an unfocused...